AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Cisco's 8% week puts the 52-week high back in view, with participation still ordinary. Cisco closed at $121.30 after a sharp weekly rebound, keeping its long trend signal intact, while activity pressure and volume leave the move short of full confirmation. Research brief. Cisco Systems gained 8.0% in the week to 10 July, recovering to 86.9% of its 52-week range and sitting only 6.6% below its 129.9 high. The weekly trend backdrop remains active with a 60-week streak, but the latest 105.4 million share volume was just 0.9 times the 13-week average, and activity pressure has cooled materially over the past month. Key points. 1. CSEO closed at 121.3, up 8.0% on the week and 40.6% over 12 weeks. 2. The stock is 32.1% above its weekly trendline of 91.81 and 95.6% above ShareMaestro fair value of 62.02. 3. Trend breadth is fully active across the past 52 weeks, with the current trend signal in place for 60 weeks. 4. Volume was 105.4 million shares, below the 117.7 million 13-week average, and broadly in line with the 106.3 million one-year average. 5. Activity pressure remains positive at 0.85, but its four-week change is negative, while relative strength also cooled from recent levels. Weekly price action keeps Cisco in the upper range. Cisco Systems finished the week at 121.3, gaining 8.0%, and reversing the prior short pullback that had taken the stock down from the June area above 120. The close leaves the shares at 86.9% of their 52-week range, 6.6% below the 129.9 high, and well above the 64.66 low. The ShareMaestro trend backdrop remains active, with 52 of 52 weeks in trend positive territory and a 60-week active streak. Price is 32.1% above the weekly trend line at 91.81, so the primary signal is still constructive, although the latest move came without a fresh activity pressure buy reading. Technology context is supportive, but Cisco is stronger than its industry. Cisco's 8.0% weekly return outpaced the broader U.S. technology group, where the average weekly return was 1.9%. The sector backdrop is broadly constructive, with 65.0% active trend breadth, 68.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 52.0% positive relative strength breadth. Within 713 U.S. technology names, Cisco ranked in the 88.8th percentile by the supplied peer measure. The communication equipment group offered a more uneven comparison. The industry averaged only 0.8% for the week and remains down 7.5% over 4 weeks, despite a 10.3% average 12-week gain. Cisco's 40.6% 12-week return is well ahead of that industry figure, and its signal stack is cleaner than the group's mixed breadth, where market dynamics breadth sits at just 42.5%, even though trend breadth is 65.0%. Momentum is strong, but the confirmation profile is mixed. The momentum profile remains powerful across longer windows. CSEO is up 40.6% over 12 weeks, 65.1% over 26 weeks, and 81.5% over 52 weeks. The shorter-term picture is less forceful, with the 4-week return at only 0.5%, suggesting the latest 8.0% rebound is doing much of the near-term repair work after late June weakness. Volume does not fully validate the move. The latest week traded 105.4 million shares, below the 117.7 million 13-week average for a 0.9 times ratio, and almost exactly in line with the 106.3 million 52-week average. That contrasts with the 215.4 million share volume that accompanied the 22.4% jump in mid-May, leaving this week's recovery respectable, but not a broad participation breakout. Premium valuation and higher volatility define the risk test. Cisco trades at a large premium to ShareMaestro fair value, with the 121.3 close standing 95.6% above the 62.02 model level. That premium reflects sustained demand and a strong long-term tape, but it also reduces the margin for disappointment if momentum weakens or sector breadth narrows. Risk readings are not one-sided. The stock has logged 31 positive weeks and 21 negative weeks over the past year, with average up weeks of 3.6% versus average down weeks of 2.2%. However, 13-week weekly return volatility is 6.4%, above the 4.6% one-year baseline, and the recent smart money tape includes three reversal markers. The next watch points are whether activity pressure rebuilds from 0.85, whether relative strength stabilizes after a negative four-week change, and whether any further push toward the high arrives on volume above 1.5 times average. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.